In Kabul, Afghanistan, officials from the International Committee of the Red Cross today visited the 8 foreign aid workers being held by the Taliban for allegedly promoting Christianity. The 8 were arrested more than 3 weeks ago. 16 Afghan co-workers are also being held. Until today, none of the detainees had been allowed any visitors. All 8 of the foreigners, including 2 Americans, are employees of the German-based Christian relief agency Shelter Now International. NPR South Asia Bureau Chief Michael Sullivan is following this story and joins us now from New Delhi. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Michelle.
What do we know about the condition of these detainees now that the Red Cross has been allowed to see them?
Well, we don't know a lot more than we did before. The leader of the ICRC team told reporters in Kabul after the meeting that his team, which included 2 doctors, was allowed to examine the 8 foreigners. But he said that ICRC regulations prevented him from being able to talk about their health, what their living conditions were, etc. He did say they were happy to see the ICRC representatives and that the ICRC had very good cooperation from the Taliban authorities and said they would visit the detainees again as soon as possible. There was no word on the fate of the 16 Afghans being detained. Earlier, the ICRC had said it hoped to see them too, but apparently that did not happen today.
Well, up to now, for these foreigners being held, the Taliban said there would be no access to these people until the investigation was completed. Why the sudden change?
We don't know. As late as Friday, the Taliban was saying that no one would be allowed to see the detainees until after the entire investigation into their activities was completed. 3 diplomats, 1 American, 1 German, and 1 Australian, spent the week in Kabul trying to see them, but they weren't allowed to do so, and they left Kabul a few days ago after their visas weren't renewed. But yesterday, Taliban Foreign Minister Wakil Ahmad Mutawakil announced a change in that position. He said the initial phase of the investigation had been completed and that the ICRC was now welcome. And he also said the diplomats could return to Kabul and meet with them, as could members of their families. And the relatives of the 2 American women being detained are in Islamabad, Pakistan now, and they're expected, along with the diplomats, to go to Kabul on Tuesday.
What exactly has the Taliban said these people did?
The Taliban says it has evidence that the detainees were trying to convert Muslims to Christianity. They've shown reporters CDs and audio tapes and Bibles and other Christian literature translated into the local languages of Dari and Pashto as proof. They say the materials were confiscated from the homes and the offices of the Shelter Now employees. And in Afghanistan, under the Taliban, conversion to any religion other than Islam is forbidden.
Now, under the Taliban's interpretation of Islamic law, what kind of punishment are these people looking at if they're found guilty?
That's a murky area. It's clear that preaching any religion other than Islam is forbidden, as is converting, but the penalties aren't as clear. In theory, broadly speaking, the penalty for doing either can be death, but it's unclear whether that applies to foreigners as well as Afghans. Now, there's been a great deal of speculation suggesting that once the investigation is completed, the foreigners will simply be expelled. But for the 16 Afghans, the situation is more complicated. They are obviously not as high profile. They're citizens of Afghanistan. They have to live there. And their fate, if they're found guilty, could indeed be death. I have to stress the could here. But at any rate, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has warned the Taliban that if these people continue to be detained, that it might affect humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan. And of course, you know, Afghanistan is suffering from decades of war, a 3-year-old drought, and they desperately need humanitarian assistance to feed their people. But the Taliban isn't known for giving in to Western demands. It's not handed over Osama bin Laden, as the UN has requested. Its treatment of women has brought international condemnation, but no change. And of course, the destruction of the 2 Bamiyan Buddhas earlier this year, despite pleas from around the world not to do so, shows the Taliban does what the Taliban thinks is right. What that will be in this case, we'll just have to wait and see.
Right. NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.